New England Consulting Group's study on retail bank branding is a very important study for this industry and could actually be a wake-up call for pretty much all the banks out there, small and large. The most important finding or conclusion of the study is this whole notion of curse of convergence and how the entire industry is being plagued by this phenomenon that it's, you know, essentially all the banks have converged to the same value space, if you will, and which the way it gets depicted in the marketplace is they all seem to have a very similar positioning. They're offering very comparable product portfolios. They even have the same, essentially the same business system or go-to-market models, and all leads up to the same value space, and hence the curse of convergence. And once we've done a lot of research in other industries, once an industry gets affected by this curse of convergence, it takes many years, up to a decade, for them to get out of it, and often the change is led by new entrants into the industry, somebody who's going to disrupt the entire category and do it very differently in the process, create a new value space. The whole idea of once an industry starts converging on the essentially the same model, the party or the person who notices it most, although that's not what they're looking for, is the end customer. So in this case, banks' customers, for them, it should be fairly evident that all of them are similar, more similar to each other than one of them stands for something very different. And in a situation like that, invariably, the customer starts feeling, you know, that the whole value is commoditized, and then their willingness to pay more for things or be loyal to one company versus another goes down over time. If you especially look in banking, you know, most banks have a value space wrapped around offering free incentives to customers these days. They've got free checking, free ATM fees. They even have free online trading these days. And the fundamental premise is that, you know, get the customers into the portfolio. They'll stay with us for a long time. The net present value of the customer is pretty high because they bring a lot of assets with them. And all of those things may be true, but as an industry, if everybody starts playing the game of let's just offer them a bunch of incentives and get them in, how does that impact each one of their value propositions is really an important issue. And over time, if they all converge on this idea, it will actually hurt them all. And that's really what our study is emphasizing. And the whole notion of also just offering free incentives to bring customers in is not a very long-term situation anyways. You know, there are very few companies who have over time done that successfully. The people who have been more successful in the longer term are those who have figured out a way to offer consumers a great product at a good price, hence a great value. And they have done it with a very unique business system, which then makes their value space a lot more differentiated. So outside of banking, if we were to look at the likes of Walmart, Southwest Airlines, Enterprise Rental, we could even look at people like IBM, you know, who have created new value spaces with on-demand and e-business. They all had a very unique business system that was supporting a uniquely differentiated product portfolio and a positioning that went along with it, and it was pretty evident to the customer that what value they were offering was quite different from the value that other people, their competitors, were offering. So as a result of that, what the banking industry needs to do is really take this seriously and understand what is driving this curse of convergence, how in the longer term, 5-10 years from now, where it's going to lead them as an industry, and how they can get out of it. And in some cases, it's going to require a lot of research with the customers, and in other cases, it's going to require them to open up their minds and look outside of banking and realize or maybe benchmark examples of companies that have truly created unique value spaces, whether it's It's the likes of FedEx or Enterprise Rental who have revolutionized their industries and have been able to hold on to their position in their respective industries.